આપ છો SBS ગુજરાતી સાથે. વિવિધ વિષય પર રસપ્રદ માહિતી મેળવો sbs.com.au/ગુજરાતી પર.
આપ છો SBS રેડિયો ગુજરાતીની સાથે.
11 નવેમ્બરને લગભગ બધા કોમનવેલ્થ નેશન્સ અને પહેલા વિશ્વયુદ્ધમાં ભાગ લીધેલા દેશોમાં રિમેમ્બરન્સ ડે તરીકે ઉજવાય છે. આ દિવસે પ્રથમ વિશ્વયુદ્ધમાં શહીદ થયેલા સિપાહીઓ અને વ્યક્તિઓને યાદ કરી સવારના 11 વાગે 1 મિનિટ માટે મૌન પાળવામાં આવે છે. અને થોડા વર્ષો પહેલાં બહાર પડેલી ખબર પ્રમાણે ઇન્ડિયાના સિપાહીઓ પણ આ યુદ્ધમાં શહીદ થયા હતા. તે વખતે આપણા દેશ પર બ્રિટિશ શાસન હતું, તેથી બ્રિટિશરોએ લાખો ભારતીય સિપાહીઓને પહેલા વિશ્વયુદ્ધમાં લડવા મોકલ્યા હતા. તે છતાં ઇન્ડિયામાં હજુ પણ રિમેમ્બરન્સ ડે નથી ઉજવાતો. પણ જ્યાં એક બાજુ લાખો ભારતીય સિપાહી વિદેશમાં જઈ બ્રિટિશરો માટે પહેલું વિશ્વયુદ્ધ લડી રહ્યા હતા, બીજી બાજુ હજારો ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન નર્સિસને ઇન્ડિયા મોકલવામાં આવી હતી. શા માટે તે આપણે આજે જાણવાની કોશિશ કરીશું. ડૉક્ટર રૂથ રેના દાદા ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન લાઇટ હોર્સમેન હતા અને પહેલા વિશ્વયુદ્ધમાં તેમનું પોસ્ટિંગ ઘણા અલગ અલગ દેશોમાં થયું હતું. તેમની પોસ્ટિંગના 4 વર્ષમાં ડૉક્ટર રેના દાદાએ એક ડાયરી મેન્ટેન કરી હતી અને યુદ્ધ પરના તેમના અનુભવો તેઓ આ ડાયરીમાં લખતા. જ્યારે ડૉક્ટર રેએ આ ડાયરીઝ વાંચી ત્યારે તેમને ખબર પડી કે તેમના દાદાની બેનનું પણ આ યુદ્ધમાં અલગ અલગ દેશોમાં પોસ્ટિંગ થયું હતું. પણ તેમના બેન તો ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન આર્મીમાં કે કોઈ પણ સંરક્ષણ દળમાં નહોતા. ડૉક્ટર રેના દાદાની બેન તો વ્યવસાયે નર્સ હતા. ડૉક્ટર રેને પોતે એક પ્રશિક્ષિત નર્સ થઈને પણ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન નર્સિંગ પ્રોફેશનના આ ઇતિહાસની ખબર નહોતી. આ ખબર પડ્યા પછી ડૉક્ટર રેએ એક સંશોધન કરવાનું શરૂ કર્યું અને તેમને ખબર પડી કે પહેલા વિશ્વયુદ્ધમાં હજારો ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન નર્સિસને જુદા જુદા કોમનવેલ્થ નેશન્સમાં ઇજાગ્રસ્ત સિપાહીઓની સારવાર કરવા માટે મોકલવામાં આવી હતી. અને આ બધા દેશોમાંથી એક હતો આપણો ભારત દેશ. આ વિષય પર વધુ માહિતી મેળવવા માટે આજે આપણે મુલાકાત લઈશું ડૉક્ટર રૂથ રેની. ડૉક્ટર રેનું કહેવું છે કે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન નર્સિસ તો પહેલા વિશ્વયુદ્ધના અગાઉ પણ ફ્લોરેન્સ નાઇટિંગેલના સેક્યુલર નર્સિંગ સર્વિસીસના પ્રોજેક્ટના લીધે ઇન્ડિયામાં કામ કરવા આવી હતી.
When Florence Nightingale set up the first secular nursing service, so she was responsible for a nursing service which was not based on religion. Australian nurses were trained in civilian hospitals in Australia, but Florence Nightingale was aware that there were very poor sanitation in India in the 1850s, particularly with respect to the British Army personnel who were stationed throughout India at the time. So she set up the Indian Military Nursing Service, which was established in any military hospital in India that had more than 100 beds. So then when we fast forward to the First World War, and so the British government, because Australia was closer to India than Britain, asked for Australian nurses to be sent to India to nurse the casualties of what was known as the Mesopotamia Front at that time. So while Australian soldiers didn't serve on that front, Australian nurses actually went to India to provide support for the casualties of that front.
આ નર્સિસનો ઇન્ડિયામાં કામ કરવાનો અનુભવ કેવો રહ્યો તે સમજાવતા ડોક્ટર રે કહે છે.
Well, initially they sent 50 nurses from Egypt who had been looking after the soldiers at Anzac, and they sent 50 nurses from Australia directly, so there was 100. And so when they arrived at Bombay, or present day Mumbai, in around May 1916, and within a very short period of time they were sent to a number of hospitals around there. First of all, the climate was very different. They didn't know the language, they didn't know the customs, and they often got into quite a lot of difficulties just through communication and poor management. It seemed that nobody seemed to take responsibility for the Australian nurses. On one hand, they were sometimes considered to be part of the Indian nursing service, others part of the Australian nursing service, and others the British. And so Whereas normally, wherever Australian nurses went in the war, whether it was the Western Front or Gallipoli, they were treated as one unit. But when they got to India, they were often dispersed to other hospitals. The first 2 weeks they arrived, there was a cholera outbreak at the Taj Mahal Hospital, which was a hotel that had been converted to a hospital. That was commonplace during the First World War. A lot of the very fancy, beautiful hotels were converted to hospitals. But the Taj Mahal had an epidemic of cholera, and two of our nurses, which was very sad, Kitty Power and Amy O'Grady, died within the first 2 weeks of arriving in India. So that was very hard to take for the nurses. They were used to looking after people themselves, and it was like one of their own sisters. They were like family, really, once they left Australian shores and worked together.
દુર્ભાગ્યે તે વખતના કોઈ પણ સંચાલક મંડળ નર્સિસની મદદ કરવા તૈયાર નહોતા.
They were uninformed about what to expect, and they were just often asked, would you volunteer? And they always volunteered. And when they got there, then things would change slowly. So no, they weren't prepared for the climate. They weren't also prepared. There was an incident at Dialali, which was the 34th Welsh General Hospital, where nurses had looked after an outbreak of plague, followed by smallpox, and they just recovered from all of that when they had a change of a commander who was a British commander, and he heard a story from a Turkish POW that some of the nurses had behaved inappropriately, and so he just told the matron to send them home. And the matron contacted Gertrude Davis in Bombay, who got on the train straight away and rushed up there and said, there is no way that my nurses will be sent home on grounds of immorality, because for a start, they'd never get a job again in a civilian hospital. But also, there was no truth to the matter. And the confusion arose because Australian nurses gave personal care, as in bathed and looked after soldiers, and the Turkish POW, who was Islam, believed that it was inappropriate because all these women were unmarried. So there was a lot of confusion between customs, and the nurses insisted on a court inquiry, and they were all exonerated and allowed to stay in India. But it caused them a great deal of sadness and stress as well. But they all stuck up for each other. They were not, they were strong women, and they also could not be married if they were nurses, so they were single women, and they trained at a hospital and they lived at the hospital. So they didn't have to worry about supporting themselves outside there. They often got paid badly, but they were looked after.
ઇન્ડિયામાં આવેલી ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન નર્સિસને સરખો પગાર પણ નહોતો મળી રહ્યો.
Became an issue, and that was because of the Indian caste system. Australian nurses used to do their own laundry and cooking and all that sort of thing, but that was considered to be below what they should be doing as professional nurses when they went into the ward. So what they would have to do out of their Australian money, and because it was considered to be home service, because they weren't considered to be getting an overseas posting, they didn't get paid any additional allowances. So these nurses, out of their meagre amount, had to pay for someone to do their laundry and their cooking, when in actual fact they were used to doing it themselves. So they actually were very badly off, and they would often ask their family to send them money and food and that sort of thing. So, no, they certainly didn't make any money while they were out there. The British nurses, on the other hand, were paid quite a good allowance for being overseas.
ડોક્ટરે જણાવે છે કે પહેલા વિશ્વયુદ્ધમાં આટલું બલિદાન આપ્યા પછી પણ બધી નર્સિસને રિમેમ્બરન્સ ડે દરમિયાન શ્રદ્ધાંજલિ આપવામાં નથી આવતી.
Over 320 Australian nurses were working in India at any given time in the hospitals, and during the period of the war, more than 500 served at different times. So they might have served for a couple of months or 6 months and then gone to another place. If they only served in India, they're not recorded on the Australian War Memorial nominal roll. If they were served in India as well as other places like Egypt or France or even England, they are recorded on the nominal roll. But it's quite sad, I think, that the nurses who served in India were considered to have home service. Over the last 20 years, while I've been doing the research on the nurses, I've collected the names of the nurses that I could find who served in India, and I've included that in a nominal role, which is the Australian College of Nursing nominal role of Australian nurses who served in the First World War, because I believe they really deserve to be remembered for their contribution.
આ વિષયમાં આટલો રસ તેમને કઈ રીતે પડ્યો તે જણાવતા ડોક્ટર રે કહે છે,
ગ્રેન્ડફાધર વોઝ એન ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન લાઇટ હોર્સમેન. હી કેપ્ટ અ ડાયરી એવરી ડે ધેટ હી વોઝ અવે. સો ફોર ધ એન્ટાયર 4 યર્સ હી વેન્ટ ટુ વોર વેન ઇટ વોઝ ડિક્લેર્ડ એન્ડ હી કેમ બેક આફ્ટર ધ આર્મિસ્ટિસ વિચ ઇઝ ક્વાઇટ રિમાર્કેબલ. હી સર્વ્ડ એટ ગેલિપોલી, બેટલ ઓફ બેર્શેબા એન્ડ બટ while he was there, he wrote a diary every day. And while I was reading and typing up his diaries, which took me about 4 years, he, because I donated the originals to the State Library of New South Wales, he mentioned that his brother joined him, and then he mentioned his sister joined him. And his sister's name was Jessie, and she trained at Sydney Hospital. And although I had been a nurse when I was younger, I trained from the time I was 17 to 20, I did not know that Australian nurses had served in the First World War, which I was amazed that I had never heard of that during my training or anything like that. They trained the same way I did, in a civilian trained hospital, and then war was declared and they joined the military nursing service and had to go and look after these shocking, terrible, tragedy, you know, casualties. They had to deal with shell shock. And also, you know, there was a vast number of them died themselves and suffered terribly after the war. And so from then on, I followed Jessie's experience, and that was my PhD with Sydney University, was writing about Jessie Tomlins and her experience. And from there, I wrote the other books and then developed the nominal role, which is rather comprehensive. so that's how I got interested. It's been probably 25 years now that I've been looking into the contribution of Australian nurses in the First World War.
શું તમને પહેલા વિશ્વયુદ્ધની આવી કોઈ રસપ્રદ ઘટનાઓ ખબર છે? જો ખબર હોય તો અમારા ફેસબુક પેજ SBS ગુજરાતીની મુલાકાત લઈ અમારા સાથે શેર કરો.
SBS ગુજરાતી પ્રસારિત થાય છે બુધવાર અને શુક્રવારે સાંજના 4 વાગે. આપ અમને અલગ અલગ રીતે સાંભળી શકો છો, રેડિયો, ડિજિટલ ટીવી, ઓનલાઈન અથવા તો SBS રેડિયો એપ SBS ગુજરાતીના માધ્યમથી.
આ પ્રકારની વધુ માહિતી મેળવવા માંગો છો? અમને સાંભળી શકશો એપલ પોડકાસ્ટ, ગુગલ પોડકાસ્ટ, સ્પોટીફાય કે જ્યાં પણ તમે તમારા પોડકાસ્ટ મેળવતા હોવ.